Guests are coming to the house of Cherry today, but he is busy playing video games.
Take that and that. Oh yeah.
Try this home for size.
What? No.
I win again.
Obviously you're winning. Look at your hands. What did you say those were again?
Fingers.
What?
Fingers.
Whatever. What am I supposed to do with these?
Why can't you just be thankful for the way Allah made you?
This is the animator's fault. Too lazy to animate fingers, huh?
Hey, aren't you gonna have guests today?
Yeah, so?
Shouldn't you clean this place up a bit?
Nah, I've got time. How about a rematch?
Okay.
That's not good. When Cherry is supposed to be cleaning his room, he's playing in the park with Tango and Scott instead.
Ha!
Hey, not bad.
I'm a natural. This is my kind of game. These feet were practically made for soccer.
What did you see?
I said these feet were made for soccer. The animator did a real good job this time. The shape
it's called football, you ninny-winny boontinker.
What?
Why are you calling it soccer? Like it's some sort of curse word. It's called football.
Dude, whatever. I call it soccer.
It's football.
Soccer.
Football. You play it with your feet. It is a football. Americans call it soccer because they're thick.
Hey, American football's a completely different game.
Guess what they play American football with? Their hands. Meanwhile, the game that you actually play with your foot and a ball, they call it soccer? I mean, is the entire world gone mad?
Where does the word soccer come from anyway?
Actually, according to the university professor, Stefan Szymanski, the Brits were partly to blame.
I knew it.
What are you doing here anyway?
I came to remind you that you have a paper due. You'd better get cracking on with the homework, otherwise it'll be your neck.
I've got time.
Oh dear, Cherry is neither cleaning his room nor is he working on his paper. Instead, he's busy watching random internet videos. Ah, the trap we all fall into. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Hey, Cherry, have you played your afternoon prayers yet? It will be maghrib time soon.
I got time.
Remember, Cherry, the Holy Quran states that surely the shaitan is an open enemy to man. He will always try and mislead you and make you think that you have time to change your ways. Before you know it, you may be out of time.
All right, but I got time.
You must not make bad habits. Your habit becomes your character, and your character becomes your destiny.
How wise.
Hey, Baba, why? I really worry about this boy. I don't know why he puts himself in these situations.
Oh dear, looks like Cherry has fallen asleep. Will he ever wake up in time? Will he clean his room before the guests arrive? Will he complete his paper before the deadline? Will he pray his prayers before the time is up? Find out next time on Biscuit Tunes!
Fingers.